Aloha. Today I'd like to talk about our subject-specific class on the work order process. To me, this class is one of the fundamental building blocks for all activities in the repair, maintenance, and rebuild business. This class is applicable to all leadership. That's the supervisors, the managers, the foremen, the lead hands, the inspectors, all service clerk, all of the clerical support functions, as well as all of the mechanics and technical communicators with the marketplace. How a work order is processed is reasonably simple, but has gone through a series of evolutions over the last 30, 40, 50 years. Mechanics and repairs started in all likelihood with a wheel. And then in more recent times, it moved on to the blacksmith, the man who had the strongest back and the biggest arm, could wield a hammer and forge horseshoes and other devices such as swords. Today, the technician has to be one of the most intelligent people at the dealership. Equipment has changed dramatically over the last 20 years. Computerization of components, telematics, diagnostic tools available whereby with satellite communications we can determine when an engine is overheating, when it is idling, when the filter is plugged. So we have all of these complications inside of a machine that the technician has to be able to deal with. In the process of performing a work order, there are many steps that we have to go through, starting with the communication with the customer. The customer in this case will be anybody who owns the machine. That could be a rental inventory item, it could be used parts, could be used equipment, could be a customer, could be in the field, it could be in the shop. It comes from a wide variety of sources and from a wide angle of users. The first thing that happens in the work order process is understanding what the customer, the machine owner, wants to have done, what their complaint is, what I'm going to call a service request. And we go through all of the details that are required to cover a service request in this class. Once that request is completed and the customer communication has ended, the machine owner communication has ended, then the work begins in the service department. The first thing that we have to do is make a determination of what, in fact, needs to be done. We need to perform an inspection. We can't be chasing symptoms that the customer is providing to us in our discussion in the service request. From the inspection, which is a structured process, a class on its own in the inspections subject-specific class, but at the end of this, the inspector has completed a form and function inspection of the machine and has noted anything that is out of the ordinary. In the course of performing the inspection, the inspection form, whether it's in paper or in a personal computer device, a mobile app on a phone or a laptop, we have to identify what component it is that's being inspected. So this takes us into the flat rate standard jobs class. Again, a complication of issues. We have to be clear in how we define and describe the work that is to be done based on the inspection. That inspection is given back to the supervisor, and I'm going to call it a supervisor because this is a person who does not pull wrenches, but is going to be responsible for communicating with the customer and communicating with the technicians on what needs to be done. In the old days, we used to give the work to the technician and say, this is what the customer said is wrong, go find what's really wrong, fix it, and come back and tell me what you did. We're not working that way anymore. We identify what's wrong. The supervisor then makes a quotation, determines a timeline, communicates with the customer, gets approval, and then puts it into a schedule. That schedule then is monitored on a day-by-day basis by how we do job scheduling. Again, another class in much more detail. At the end of every day, the supervisor and the technician talk about the performance of the work today, and they're expected to finish 8 hours worth of labor. And we cover that in much more detail in a labor efficiency class. Once the job has been completed, the technician and the supervisor get together, talk about the job, The technician creates a service report. The supervisor looks over the file, makes sure everything's there, the parts have been returned, the tools, etc., etc., and then prepares for closing the work order. There is a final inspection, a quality control inspection. Until that quality control inspection is completed, that work order should never be closed. Has the work been done properly? The inspector who did the initial diagnostic inspection should be the one that does the final quality control inspection. Most work orders are of a short duration, 40 hours or less. The typical service shop averages 20 hours. So the inspector who did the diagnostic is going to recognize this machine and will understand whether there are new items that pop up now that the machine is working properly. This quality control check, if it fails, we go right back to the technician that did the work and have them correct, redo the work that they didn't do properly on a separate work order. Once all of this is done and the quality control inspection is completed satisfactorily, the work order can be closed. The invoice can be sent to the customer, and we await payment from the customer. That's the work order process. That's what's covered in this subject-specific class. I hope this helped you better understand what we cover in this work order process class. I look forward to talking to you the next time.